AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. State media says Iran executed three more prisoners for alleged spying, the latest hangings connected to its war with Israel. The IRNA news agency says they were accused of bringing assassination equipment into the country. Meanwhile, at the NATO summit, President Trump is pushing back on reports of preliminary intelligence findings. The report states U.S. strikes only set back Iran's nuclear program by months. He said the intelligence was very inconclusive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israeli soldiers have been killed in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis.
Israel's military spokesman, Effie Defrin, says the seven Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza on Tuesday died when a bomb was attached to their tank, setting the armored vehicle aflame. Defrin adds helicopters and rescue forces were sent to the spot. They made attempts to rescue the fighters, but without success. The announcement comes a day after witnesses and hospitals in Gaza said Israeli forces and drones opened fire towards hundreds of Palestinians waiting for aid in separate incidents in southern and central Gaza, killing over 40. Meanwhile, people in Iran have begun returning to their lives as a ceasefire with Israel, negotiated by President Donald Trump, appears to be holding. State media described heavy traffic around the Caspian Sea area and other rural areas outside of the capital, Tehran, as people began returning to the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
My friends, we have done it.
That's Zoran Mamdani as he declared victory in New York City's Democratic primary for mayor. Andrew Cuomo conceded the race, telling a crowd that he had called Mamdani to congratulate him. The outcome will still be decided by a ranked choice count, but Mamdani was in a commanding position. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the Revolutionary War-era boat found buried beneath Manhattan.
When the World Trade Center site was being rebuilt after the 9/11 attacks, a boat was found buried deep below. Turns out it was a Revolutionary War-era boat, and it's now being painstakingly restored by a team led by Peter Fix with the Center for Maritime Archaeology and Conservation.
Our hypothesis is that it was built as a small gunboat. There were 13 of them that were actually built in the summer of 1775 in order to protect the Delaware River, Delaware Bay, and ultimately Philadelphia from incursions by the British.
The boat's believed to have been built in Philly, but unclear how it ended up in Manhattan. By the 1790s, it was covered over as part of a project to expand Manhattan into the Hudson River. Once restored, the relic will live at the New York State Museum in Albany.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.